Oh, boy. 6:02 and so much to talk about on a lovely Wednesday. Hey, that's the middle of the week. What?
Can I do it?
No.
Hump day. I don't care.
Oh, man.
You're not the boss of me, Dave.
Every time.
Yeah, but isn't this some sort of democracy? Because I vote that one out.
And
I don't really care what you think either, Nate.
I had
but
extra
I
votes. I'd do that too. Nate and I have had this crazy PTSD when it comes to hump day. Okay. And you don't respect
I thought PTSD didn't exist.
No, that is not true. That is not true at all.
So you just need to toughen up a little bit.
Yeah. Couple of things. So, all of us being in the business, I guarantee everybody in here and anybody who's been in the radio or TV business, Katie, for a long time has gotten something that we probably did when we were younger, an email or a letter or something from a youngster looking to get in the business.
Right.
Says, hey, hi, any advice? And if you're not a total douchebag, you respond because, you pay it forward.
And oh, there are those
D-bags.
There really are.
There really, really are. And really, honestly, everybody in this room, I'm pretty damn sure would respond except Nate. Here's some unsolicited advice. Never start a show, especially, just never start a show when you're a host on the show by saying, I don't know anything that happened yesterday. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I know a little bit, but it's two choices. I can fake it or I can be honest and rely on everybody else to kind of, I know that it's, I'm like a coloring book that hasn't been colored yet. I have the outlines. Mm-hmm. I know the scores. I know the storylines, but I don't have the feel for what happened because I watched none of the baseball game last night.
None.
I heard 15 minutes of the Kings game last night driving into the arena area. So really, like Tom Maley, our counterpart on Pat and Tom, is doing tomorrow, probably should have taken today off. But I'm off next, I'm off Thursday, Friday next week.
Oh, you are?
I'm going to the Kentucky thing. So,
is good to know, nice. Huh?
Well, hey, everybody. I'm off next.
High five.
Maybe
there,
just
Katie.
Next Friday.
I don't know.
Yeah, so you guys are doing your thing. Anyway.
I love, we're the ugly stepchildren.
Why is that?
We don't get to go.
We don't get to go to Kentucky.
You get to go get married or go to L.A. or whatever the hell either of you do when you're gone. And, Katie, you're going to be in the studio for, 5 minutes between now and April.
But I'm going to be on the show.
Hey, I get it.
Whatever, only one of us is committed.
That's a great point right there. And that's
Matt, that depends on if you get up in time.
Yeah, that's all. Oh, wow. Wow.
Ether.
Seriously.
Oh.
That was just in there waving, being happy. Now look at him. Look at him.
I know. He's completely dejected.
He's like a little cow chewing right now.
Sometimes you just got to send a little, reminder.
What?
This is where we should.
I just peed on him.
If I was aware that we were just going to be filling in your opinions for you today, I would have come up with more crap.
Oh, Nate.
During the sixth inning of the baseball game, a naked vampire came in to pitch for the Blue Jays.
There you go.
And
now I'm interested.
Was literally shooting fire from his eyeballs. I mean, you would buy that, right?
The reality is,
even if you fake it, the listeners aren't going to know the difference.
I know that, but I feel like I need to disclose it at 6:05.
Here's something that's unbelievable that I'm totally screwing with you, and you'll never guess that this is actually true.
It should actually be a great bit, this did or didn't happen last night.
Last night, the Orioles,
yes.
Get this. They went into an extra inning baseball game on the road in a win or go home scenario.
Right.
Okay. And for the 9th, 10th, and 11th innings, they didn't pitch their Cy Young closer.
Well, hey, there's that. Actually, I did know that. And he was ready to go. He was just kind of sitting in there doing his own thing. Why would you even put him in there? Why would you put him in there at all? I mean, come on.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he's not happy.
He's pissed.
Can you imagine having to sit on that for what? I don't know. Offseason's 2 months in baseball.
For about 6 weeks. Till pitchers reported.
Are you going to donate him to charity? I mean, the Giants, if you're not going to use him, the Giants could use him.
The Giants could really use In fact, could they? Let's just use him right now.
Ubaldo Jimenez ERA was over 5 when he entered that game this season. Yeah. Zach Britton's ERA was .54.
That's better.
A lot, yeah.
That's actually better.
A little bit.
Like you moved the decimal point over.
Right. Come on, Buck. I mean, what the hell?
Man. Well, so we'll get our chance tonight when we're wondering why Bochy's lifting Bumgarner for Santiago Casilla in the
Did Buck at all explain the reasoning? The media had to have asked him
There's this old ridiculous philosophy in baseball that you don't use your closer in a tie game on the road because if you're going to win, you have to protect a lead anyway. Which, I mean, you can at least kind of understand that line of thinking, but you have to put your team in the best position to win.
Well, it's a win or go home game.
Exactly,
it's not a series.
Exactly. You use your best pitcher when you need him.
See what old Bucky had to say.
So he didn't answer the question.
No, but let's give it another try on this. So we'll get into this a little bit more later, including Blue Jays manager John Gibbons on his early Christmas present from the Orioles. So just real quick, before we get out of this, because it's almost like fantasy football and bad poker beats, I fully recognize, regardless of the time that I had last night at Paul McCartney, that coming on the radio and sitting here and yammering about it all day is exactly what probably people don't want to hear who are doing other things or couldn't go. I'll say this. The whoever's in charge, whether it's the Kings, the police, the combination, everything felt so ridiculously safe last night. Everything was lit up. I walked with my dad from, 7th and K to J and 16th, where McCooney is. Mm-hmm. We walked all the way down there. Fine. There were cops on every corner just chilling, giving directions. It took us no time to get in the building. We showed up at about 7:45. 15 minutes before showtime, and we got right in. It was awesome, and the thing was sold out. I mean, it was packed. It wasn't like it was a half a crowd. Here's the problem, though. I can't do this because I recognize that look on your face. As soon as I started talking, you turned to the side, and you got that Nate smile. I have to know what it is.
I wasn't expecting you to say everything felt so safe.
I think there's concern.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a lot of in building up to the arena. One of the most prevalent things I've heard people wonder about, other than parking, which is number one, is the bums, the homeless, this, that, whatever. And let's not get into the validity of
those. Don't talk about Nate like
concerns.
That.
Thank you. There've been a lot of people. What's it going to be like when it's a Tuesday night at midnight? You're walking out with your kids. Let me tell you something. And this is no offense to anyone who's homeless or anything like that. It just simply wasn't there. I didn't. It doesn't mean.
What do you think they did with them?
I will say this. I didn't see, and it wasn't just that. I mean anything. I'm talking about rowdy crazies. And granted,
you went to a Paul McCartney concert.
I was just
going to
say, granted, the average age.
The average age is like 70.
You know, surprisingly, and sure, I'm you know, I was with one. My dad that was in his 70s.
I was with one.
One of those olds.
I was with one of the elderly.
I was really surprised at the amount of people younger than me that were there. I really was. I didn't expect to see that many. Somebody in two rows in front of us brought a baby.
What?
Super cute baby, and put put the Michael Phelps headphones on.
Like baby, as in how baby?
As in infant, as
really?
In still suckling, as in little tiny cute little itsy, maybe 4 months, 5 months, 6 months old baby.
To a concert?
To a Paul McCartney very loud concert, and then they put the headphones on him, her. She had a bone.
Dude, it's not every day. I mean, even if you got a newborn, that you're able to
that's
see the
just,
third
no,
best beetle.
That's just stupid. It's just stupid. And you got to. There's got to be. Oh, that rolled right over me, didn't it? Yeah. So stupid.
Oh, Dave, you're sleep deprived, aren't you?
I am. I'm not on my game today. Here's another thing. I don't understand people that continually take videos of every song.
Yeah.
This is my thing regarding you fall into this category. This is like at Kings games, at sporting events, it doesn't matter. The people that are down there and they're courtside and they're taking videos the whole time.
What I do,
I'm like, you can actually
watch the game.
The game.
Right,
you're here sitting courtside. Put your freaking phone away and enjoy the experience.
Right, but when you see me do it, I'm not videoing. I'm like when we were in San Diego. I'm periscoping.
Yes, but because
it wasn't on TV.
The same thing.
It's literally not even close to the same thing.
Because
on one case, I'm taking video for my own use.
Yes.
The other hand, the game wasn't televised.
See,
so I'm periscoping it for people here.
That's not denial.
Okay, Katie,
I'm
going to use small words for a second.
Oh.
Videoing for your own use is to an audience of one. When I was periscoping in San Diego,
talking about San Diego. You do it all the time.
Where? Give me an example.
You do it all the time. Where?
Give me one example.
It was a game last year. You were down, like, courtside, right, before the game started.
Okay.
And you're just videoing.
Was it the Vanilla Ice thing?
I don't know.
Because that was probably the last time I did it. And that's because those aren't broadcast. So I'll periscope it. And when we were in San Diego, there was like...
Such a giver, but do you actually see what's going
no,
on?
No, because it's completely different. I'm periscoping like 700 people who can't watch the Kings game. There's a difference between and, hey, I'm going to take a close-up of the Paul McCartney scoreboard because I'm going to turn this into a home movie. Nobody uses those videos. Nobody makes pictures. And by the way, don't hold your signs up. He can't see them from row X. He doesn't care, and there's people behind you, a lot of people behind you. I don't understand. I just don't understand some people, how stupid they get at concerts. But the acoustics were great. It wasn't Echo Arena anymore. The sound system was amazing. He was good. Now I just can't wait for a Kings game. I cannot wait for a Kings game. That's really the next deal.
I could go to Maroon 5. I would be excited for
that. I'm sure you can.
Me too.
Morning Brew is next. A lot of stuff to get to. Sports 1140 KHDK.
You want
to
go with me, Nate?
Can we all just agree, number one, it was great to hear the G-Man. There is no preseason for Gary Gerald. He just comes back, and it might as well be February.
He's just going.
He just goes because he's amazing. It was awesome to hear him and know that Kings basketball is
starting
so close.
His 32nd season.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's
way to go, G-Man.
Abso-freaking-lutely. 103-84, the Lakers win. Nate, I know, and I do sympathize with you. I'm not singling you out. That the default here is, like you said yesterday, wake me up on the 26th. You know, but because we are getting paid to somehow get into this game.
Well, you're getting paid.
Who, me or him?
Oh, you're getting paid
because we're getting paid or getting stuff in trade to do radio. You know, do you really pull out of this? I'll tell you what I pulled out of it. The first half. I saw some things that I liked. I saw defense. I saw communication.
Did you see it?
The second half. Shut up. The second half.
Whoa,
or did
Katie.
You hear it? Because I couldn't hear. I couldn't see anything.
No, well, when I got home last night, I have the NBA send me a link, and I picked up the Laker broadcast, and I watched that till about 3 a.m.
Right.
So, and then I just came straight here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of communication, and there were some things to build off in the first half. In the second half, it was the rookies.
So my favorite part about this is I got a tweet from a Kings fan going, they gave up 103 points. I thought they were focusing on defense. Right. Well, everybody calm down. Oh my God, I was just like, it's the preseason. You have to look at the box score, understand that the starters played about 15 minutes. They held them to 39 points in the first half. They started three rookies in the second half. It was like foul central in the second half, which is pretty typical of rookies and whatnot. But I wasn't all that surprised to see the starters come out and do a really decent job defensively against the Lakers starters.
Right.
That's a good sign. But again, because it's preseason and we're not seeing these games with our own eyes. I listened to G-Man on the call and Grant on the call, which is so funny to me, Grant on the call, because he's such a different person when he does the color with G-Man. He was so happy and like, so, you know, it was kind of funny. But yeah, the game, it's like it's preseason game number one. Everybody chill out.
Yeah, aside from the inherent competitiveness of the players and coaches at that level, these games aren't about wins and losses. It's about checking out the process, seeing what they're trying to do. The first half was good. Guys were productive. Aaron Aflalo played well. DeMarcus Cousins played well. And as Dave said, second half, it's the rookies. Good things to be seen.
Yeah.
I think you make an argument, and I don't think I need to tell you this, that if there was a Grant Napier fan club, I'm probably the president, especially when it comes to his TV work. You can make an argument he's as good or not better of a radio guy than he is a TV guy. I think he is. Now, there's, again, be clear, there's Gary Gerald and there's everybody else. I love Grant on the radio.
Well, Grant's doing a different thing on the radio than he is on the play-by-play broadcast for TV.
Sure.
He's adding color and
he's
insight.
Yeah, he's an analyst. Yeah. Yeah, doing play-by-play though too, and a couple times where he has filled in. Mm-hmm. It's fun to listen. I wish I had that talent. I do not. Oh, come on.
What? You're upset about the call?
That call sucked.
It's a little dull.
You know what did not suck?
What?
Edwin Encarnacion's homer.
He had one job.
It rolls off the tongue. It rolls off the tongue really easily. Yeah, no, but we talked about it a little bit in the open to the show. I'm a little baffled by some of the decisions that old Buck Showalter made, but you know what? It doesn't matter. The Blue Jays are going on. They had a walk. They'll love it. I mean, for the drama that you want for a wild card game, you can't complain about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, full credit to the guys that Buck Showalter did use for keeping them in that game for that long. But ultimately, you just ran out of luck. And because it is about the process, not the results, he failed the process. Yes. And now you got to think about it all winter. What would have happened if Zach Britton was in that game?
What do you think Dave, what do you think the conversation between ownership and Buck was after that game? You had to think it was brutal.
I bet they didn't say too much.
I bet they drug tested him. They probably made him pee in a cup. Hey, here's the Baltimore call here. Now, I expect that.
Even his call was more enthusiastic than the Blue Jays call.
It's Blue Jays again.
And they lost.
I feel like we got to move
second
on. I feel like we've done this before with a Blue Jays call.
Yes.
Batista's last year was horrible.
Yeah, but that's exactly
like the biggest
what it
home
was.
Run in the history of the Blue Jays. And
second biggest.
He barely woke
five
up.
Ball deep.
It's like, and it's gone.
Yay. I mean, is that just a. I mean, I don't want to say it, but I mean, is
no,
is
don't
just,
say it.
I'm just saying it's this Canada thing. I'm just asking if it's a Canada thing.
No, it's not.
All right.
That's Stanford head coach David Shaw on Odell Beckham Jr. David Shaw, a guy that will say the absolute right, perfect thing, no matter what.
No matter what. He's smooth as anything that's really smooth.
But the story
creamy
is...
Creamy peanut butter?
I mean, you name it, man. Odell Beckham Jr. has been a little upset. We know he's had a target on his back. He's been getting picked on. And so he said the other day, football is my sanctuary. It's where I go to escape. It's where I'm most happy. I'm not having fun anymore. This during an interview with ESPN's Anita Marks on Tuesday.
Anita Marks, too. Mm-hmm. Here's what another reason I love the old...
Sounds like you need a hug.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. A Snickers bar.
Can you imagine, like, if he's most happy playing football and he's such an angry person on the field... What is he like off the field?
Yeah,
if that's his
calm.
Happy version, what the heck is he like off the field?
Old Takes Exposed hit it out of the park yesterday when they, you know, they'll come up on Twitter and they'll put out old tweets. Put out a tweet from Odell Beckham from like last June. And as soon as I'm not having fun with it, that's when I'm done with it.
Whoops.
And so they tweeted out a picture of that tweet and said, our congratulations to Odell Beckham Jr. on his retirement, and we look forward to what you're doing in the future. Here's the thing. Hey, Odell Beckham Jr., shut your face. I have no sympathy at all, and I know we try to be more sympathetic in this day and age. Shut your mouth. You get paid a ton of money to play football. If you're not having fun, it's because there's something wrong with your brain.
He's not having fun because he's acting like a moron. He's getting in trouble for it, and therefore it affects the rest of it.
You know what?
It takes some ownership of it.
Who would be having fun?
Yeah. I mean,
but once again, it's a case of you keep that to yourself, man.
Thank
I
you.
Would be having fun if I was getting bullied by a bunch of professional football players.
Hey, you know what's not fun? Roofing. We talked about this yesterday.
Great point.
Hey, Odell, you know what's not fun at all? Roofing in summertime.
Try it.
Shut up. Play football. Stop being stupid and egocentric. You know, shockingly, wide receiver, diva. Film at 11. We'll break. Come back. Kings, Lakers. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. Today, we have Greg Papa. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock. Wheel of Kings at 8:30. Giants, Mets tonight. We'll revisit a little bit of this Orioles and Buck Showalter situation. We'll hear from John Gibbons as well and his gift. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. That's what Thor sounds like in a baseball uniform, although I don't think he was probably in uniform. Noah Syndergaard of the New York Metropolitans. They will play perhaps your, San Francisco Giants tonight, late afternoon, if you're here, in a one-off. Figure it out.
The
See
Mets
what happens.
Are a replacement franchise.
Sure, they are. But they have won a title.
They replaced the Giants when they moved out west. Mm.
They have a good squad, and this will be very interesting. Madison Bumgarner on the hill. I'm very nervous about this game for several reasons. Nate, I'm going to tell you right now, and Katie, you too.
Okay, thanks.
I believe the Giants are going to lose this game.
What?
I believe the Giants will lose.
Why?
Couple of reasons. Number one, they're in New York. Not that that's a huge deal. It's baseball, and they've won on the road before. Who cares? Number two, they have no bullpen. Number three, I don't think you can hide the second half issues. And I think number four, we as Giants fans are so convinced with no logic whatsoever. This is an even year, and everybody's going to get hot in October magically.
Counterpoint.
Yes.
They won't need a bullpen because Madison Bumgarner's pitching.
He's going to go. Madison Bumgarner will probably be able to pitch 150. I'm going to tell you something else. I think Madison.
He will not leave the game tonight.
I think Bumgarner. I'm going to make another early Nostradamus prediction.
It's a one game playoff. Why are you so concerned about a bullpen right now? I can understand if you could say they're going to lose the series because they don't have a bullpen.
I'll tell you why. I don't think Bumgarner's going to pitch well tonight.
Yeah, well.
I don't. I really. Wow. I'm going to give you the. I'm going to tell you this right
now.
Not
seeing it, Dave.
Over under on Bumgarner earned runs tonight. 3.5.
Nope.
Three and a half.
Under.
Three and a half.
He gives up no more than 2 runs tonight.
We all want to trust it and believe it, but at some point, even Phil Jackson lost in NBA Finals. At some point, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, he was wearing a Wizards uniform, and I'm not saying Madison Bumgarner's old. I'm saying, boy, has that horse been ridden for a good few years.
But not even just that. There was questions by the All-Star break of how much he had been used early in the season and how it would affect, you know, the Giants come October. Well, here we are, and your point is valid. However, he has a history of really coming into his own in October.
He does.
So, yeah, he's older, so on and so forth. But it's a one-game playoff.
Sure it is. Sure, it is.
I'm surprised that resident Giants fan over here is being such a Debbie Downer.
Okay, as long as he keeps the ball not over the plate, right? It's not going to be warm in New York tonight. It's not. He throws a heavy ball. He gets it on the hands of those hitters. The Mets are going to be butt tight. He doesn't give up more than 2 runs tonight.
Think so?
I think so.
But the question is,
Syndergaard might give up none.
Right.
That's the question. Now, are the Giants going to be able to offensively come up with something? Because that's been, a struggle since the All-Star break.
I have no concerns with them in the playoffs until they show me otherwise.
Hmm.
You think it just clicks.
Now you are a true Giants fan.
Just turns on.
I'll tell you, listen.
Light switch.
You know, the funny thing about momentum, man, it appears out of nowhere and you only have it till you don't.
Well, and when you're playing, when you're playing for something, where during the course of a 162 game season, and it gets a little bit monotonous, I'm sure for these guys, this is a different mentality going in. It's a different excitement.
It is.
It's like it's the equivalent to NBA preseason and NBA playoffs.
3 even years in a row, they've won a World Series.
You just don't. We're not saying World Series right now.
This is the
we're
fourth.
Saying getting into the.
At some point, the train comes into the old station. At some point, you just look at them and go, the second half is more indicative of who they are in the first half, and you can't hide a bullpen. You just can't hide a bullpen even long term.
I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series, but I have a feeling they can handle tonight's game. It's a wild card game.
I will tell you right now, I guarantee you the Giants are going down tonight.
What's the guarantee on that?
We should do a friendly bet.
I'm just telling
you. Is it your word, Dave? Are you putting your reputation on the line?
I don't have a reputation. I'm just telling you right now they're getting beat tonight. They're getting beat.
If you lose and Nate and I are right,
yeah,
I think maybe you can't go to Kentucky.
Maybe your punishment
is you don't get 2 days off next week.
Before we even go down that road, what if I'm right?
Then you can go to Kentucky.
Oh, well.
And Nate and I will stay here and we'll do your job for you.
If you win, we don't get to go to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right. Girl logic. Which is an oxymoron.
Hey, we're not the ones sitting here making guarantees, man.
I'm just telling you.
Put your road trip where your mouth is.
There is no chance. None, I tell you. No chance. Maybe a 1% chance. I'll give him 1% chance.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Why are
Because you're looking at Married with Children.
Why are we watching Married with Children?
We're not. We're doing the show, and it's on there. And, yes, I just saw Christina Applegate back in her prime, and it was amazing in a tight dress, and I still managed to keep my thought. Yeah, I still, for the most part, managed to keep it together. Here's the thing. last night, there was perhaps one of your more goofy-ass managerial decisions involving Buck Showalter. And not going and Nate, help me here. Zach Britton's okay.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, there's an extremely good chance that he could win the Cy Young in the American League this year.
John Gibbons manages the Toronto Blue Jays and was probably sitting there quivering, realizing they would have no offense once Britton went into the game. It never happened, and he was asked about it. Wouldn't it be great
we are just way too PC.
Why couldn't he just come out and be like, I don't know, and I don't care.
Isn't that exactly what he said?
I don't know what he was smoking, but good for him. Stupid. Scoreboard.
I think that's exactly what he said.
You think that's what
between the lines?
Why can't you just
exactly
say
what he said?
I got no idea what he was thinking, but I don't care.
Kings Lakers next on the Drive Sports 1140 KHTK. Sweet sounds of Gary Gerald. He alluded to Grant Napier, who we did not hear. But there's Rudy Gay right there. And though people thought they were worried in the offseason that Rudy didn't want to be here so he wouldn't do anything. Rudy was just fine in the early going. And then here's another Rudy highlight from later in the game. So there's that.
Oh, Dave.
But that was pretty much the
start. The starting lineup played like 15, 16 minutes. I mean, Rudy had 8 points, and I think he had them all by the first time out.
I love Kings fans, and I say this as a Kings fan, and I share some of this. I love Kings fans in the sense, and of course, when you say it in that tone, you're really saying, I can't stand this. But I understand this. As the season has gotten closer, I'm looking at the text line. And we all have this, and for good reason, sense of like, remember in Major League, the original, when the guy hit the home run and the dude in the bleachers was saying, too high, too high? That's like who we are in so many ways. Like the texts are, hate to say, I think it's another mediocre season. We're the Cleveland Browns of basketball.
Oh, wow.
There's just so many Eeyore texts on here. Yeah, that game, second half, same old stuff. Time to trade DeMarcus.
Hold on a second. I mean, had to watch a preseason game. It's not shocking to me that people feel that way, the Eeyore thing. I mean, I get it, right? But
you had
to watch the first preseason game to shift over to that side.
Here's what
save
I don't understand, because we couldn't watch that game last night because it's the first preseason game. It's not on television. So the only option you had is to either listen to it on this great station.
Yes.
Or just look at the box score, which I hate to tell you, that's what most fans do. They look at the box score. And when you look at the box score and you see that they lost 103 to what was it? 84. You're like, oh, my God, I thought this team was supposed to have defense. Same old Kings. Going to be another mediocre season.
It's a great voice.
Did you also understand the fact that the starters played 15, 16 minutes, that the three rookies started the second half when, oh, I don't know, the Kings were up 52-39 at halftime.
39 at the half.
Yeah, like Dave Yeager doesn't need to see DeMarcus, Rudy, Darren, Aflalo. He knows what those guys are all about. He doesn't know what the rookies and the young guys are all about.
You're getting awfully red over this.
That is like a form of irritation that I cannot stand.
Season preseason.
They're winning,
too.
Though.
Her anger cardio isn't there yet.
They've
for
won,
season.
Katie. I know. I mean, come on.
You're stronger than this. I try to be the voice of reason, okay? Everybody, chill out.
There's no voice of reason.
Now,
the lion cares
not
understand. For the opinions of sheep, Katie.
I'm going to understand, Nathan. If this is going on and they start the season, you know, 3-25, okay? I'll understand that. But we're not there yet. So save your irritation and your Eeyore-ness and just chill out.
I kind of want to do this as a regular segment. King's Eeyore texts.
Hold on. She just threatened me with violence.
She did.
Yeah.
Hashtag
your
HR.
He threatened me with violence.
George's Papa Giorgio. That's how it's spelled.
Papa Giorgio.
It's such a project and it's so far behind the eight ball. I don't think he'll ever get it.
Ever.
What was Vlade thinking when he drafted this guy?
He was thinking that he's a project.
We're never going to get it.
We're the Jaguars of the NBA.
Wow.
Ever.
And now this guy, hey, this guy brings up a great point from the 707. Last year, the Kings went 5-1 in the preseason.
Dang.
Started 1-7 in the regular season.
See? I just want to applaud him for using wins. You know, logic.
Now, don't get me or any of you wrong.
Now, granted, they started the season against, I don't know, maybe they had the most difficult schedule through the first like month of the season that in the NBA, if I remember correctly.
Did he pay by them or something?
You know what?
Oh, that's
Nate,
so bad.
This is a very good point. Yes, I do get paid by them. However, like credibility, I'm never going to just feed people a line of crap.
It's not about credibility. It's that you have all of these things.
I know these things, right? I don't know because it. I will calm down now. I promise. I will calm down.
It's preseason, Katie. You gotta save some of it.
Hey, the Kings have a finite amount of wins.
I'm only upset because it is preseason.
Here's the deal. Listen, we will, and don't get us wrong. there's probably somebody sitting around saying, "Oh, you're saying Eeyore text and Katie's getting typical King Station." Trust. When and if this team sucks, we will all bitch a lot about it and get very, very angry and yell and scream and blame people that probably shouldn't even be blamed. But to your point.
I'm going to blame you, Dave.
You probably will, and that's fine. It's preseason. It is preseason. The starters, here's all you need to know. First half, starters played. They had a lead, gave up 39 points. Second half, starters didn't play. They gave up a ton of points. It was all the rookies.
Okay, I'm going to give you some stats right now. Let's see. The starting five went, 3-6. 12, 13 for gosh.
Live math on the
radio. 13 for 25.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's like 47%.
Yes.
That's
great. Not bad.
That's fine.
Rudy played well. DeMarcus played well. Aaron Aflalo looked really good. 6 of 9, 2 of 3 from downtown. He did it in 18 minutes. Can somebody be like, oh, wow, production at the shooting guard? Can I just hear that from the text line?
No.
Nobody
you can hear this.
I cannot believe that you guys are getting so emotional over one stupid preseason.
Very
game.
Emotional.
It's that time for me, Nate. I'm just emotional.
Oh.
I'm not
That's
touching that.
That's a joke.
Can I go to a
You guys always want to talk about woman stuff.
Can I go to a break?
Mansplaining.
Rookies get solid minutes, but no one showed up. I'm not excited about any of these players.
No one showed up.
They went against lesser talent and couldn't hold a lead or go into a run themselves.
Like,
it's exhausting.
This is preseason, and I've allowed this to like work
it's
me up to the
you.
Point where I'm like, you know, I want to take my sweatshirt off. I've gotten so hot all of a sudden, and normally I'm in here in like my snowsuit.
Dear Katie, our starters did well, but there was no potential out of the rookies. That's scary.
None. I love how we're already dealing with absolutes, though. I mean, that's the best part of it, right? After it's yeah.
We'll continue
Never
this.
Never gonna get it.
We'll continue this next. We have more sound from the preseason game, and let's see if we can't get Katie all hot and bothered again on the drive. Stay tuned. Sports 1140 KHDK.